people not willing to stand up against it. Well, that's not going to happen with this House majority. This House Republican majority has been very vocal, not only standing with Israel, but standing up against the evil hatred of anti-Semitism. We have to be clear with a voice that we will not tolerate it. This is how history repeats itself. People wonder, can you ever get back to those days? Could that history, that evil history of the Holocaust, ever repeat itself? Well, it only repeats itself if people remain quiet. We're not going to remain quiet. These students aren't remaining quiet, and they shouldn't. They have a right to free expression. They have a right to go to school and feel safe. For those policies that those university administrators put in place to be carried out and to speak out. But if others won't speak out, we're going to continue to stand up against this evil of anti-Semitism.
Steve Scalise, the House Majority Leader, we'll let you hear Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, on the same topic coming up a little bit later on. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Raiders have lost two in a row and are coming off a bye week. They've got the Minnesota Vikings at Allegiant Stadium this Sunday. The Raiders are three-point underdogs. UNLV football is preparing for their first bowl appearance in 10 years, and they'll have plenty of time before they make the trek south to Phoenix to go up against Kansas in the 2023 Guaranteed Rate Bowl. The two teams meet the day after Christmas at Chase Field. The Jayhawks are currently 12.5-point favorites over the Rebels. UNLV men's basketball is in Ohio tonight to take on the Dayton Flyers. The Vegas Golden Knights have had a lot of road games recently, 8 of their last 11 games, actually, and they're heading back out on the road for two more. The Stanley Cup champs are in St. Louis tonight. Puck drops at 6 o'clock.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince, and I approve this message.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
When your celebration of life is prepaid in advance, it becomes a gift from you to your family later. Because no one should have to plan for a loss while they're experiencing one. Paying in advance protects your loved ones and gives you the peace of mind you deserve. Let us help you plan every detail with professionalism and compassion. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries, Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Not a bad-looking commute right now. Just one accident being reported on the way in from the Northwest Valley. Watch for a bit of slowdown through the Rainbow Curve. This accident being reported on U.S. 95 southbound near Jones. Also on the surface streets, North Las Vegas accident at Martin Luther King Boulevard and Lake Mead Boulevard. Going to have another clear, cool, sunny day in the Vegas Valley. Afternoon highs barely hit 70 degrees. Got a ways to go before we get there. It's only 48 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
With Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that open enrollment for Medicare runs through tomorrow? That's right, December 7th. If you qualify for Medicare, Medicare Advantage, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to find out about the big changes coming in 2024. I want you to do me a favor. A little bit later on, I want you to call Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. Their services are absolutely free. Call right now. Here's the number again, 702. Write it down, 702-410-8020. I mentioned that we have about 10 days to get a supplemental bill done, to get a bill done and on to the president. Nothing seems to be happening, and we're at loggerheads. Yesterday, Chuck Schumer unveiled a new plan to pass a funding bill for Israel, for Ukraine, and maybe for the border. The House is saying it's got to be there. Mitch McConnell is saying it's got to be there. This is cut number five, Chuck Schumer, yesterday in our nation's capital.
First, I will put on the floor of the Senate the president's bill. It will have three additions to it, but none of them that affect Ukraine at all. One is the fentanyl, the fentanyl proposal that passed out of banking committee 23-0 and was supported by Senators Brown and Scott, the leader and the chair and ranking member of the committee. This will greatly stop the flow of fentanyl coming in to the United States. Second, we would put $1 billion in for the nonprofit security grants. There was $310 million last year. It's a program I helped originate. But the amount of damage and desecration, particularly to synagogues and mosques, has been huge. So we need a significant increase. And third, a COFA proposal to deal with the Pacific Islands, unrelated to this. But I will also do one more thing. I will offer the Republicans the First Amendment, if we move forward, on border, on immigration. And they can put whatever they want. We think there are good proposals on border in the president's bill that do a lot, and adding fentanyl does even more. But if they think it's not enough, I will not interfere with them drawing up an amendment. But it will need 60 votes, like any amendment would. Let's remember here, it was the Republicans who put border on the table. We did not. They have a responsibility if they believe border should be part of Ukraine, which is so vital to our country. Let them propose an amendment that can get 60 votes. And that's why I hope they will vote on the motion to proceed, because I am giving them this new opportunity to put any amendment they want on the floor. And if it will have to get a good number of Democratic votes. It can't be we said it's had to be significantly bipartisan. That doesn't mean one or two Democrats. That means they got to get at least 11 to get to 60. If they can't meet that offer, then what's going on? Then what we should be doing is just voting on Ukraine alone. Many Republican members say they want to do Ukraine. If they themselves can't put a border amendment that would pass, then what the heck are we doing? Let's remember three things as we move forward. One, how important Ukraine is. It's a turning point in Western civilization. This is a historic moment, and this cannot be delayed any longer. Zelensky, by the way, could not make it to our – something happened at the last minute to our briefing at 3, but we'll hear, and you'll hear particularly from Mark Warner, who knows this so well, how desperate Ukraine is for the aid that the president has proposed. But it's vital, vital. Second, if this fails because of border, that's not a bipartisan failure. That's a failure of the Republicans and the Republican leadership. The only reason they added border was because a lot of members of their hard right said they want border. But a lot of those same members aren't going to vote Ukraine no matter what is there. But the Republican leadership went along. Well, let's see if they can put something together. But if they can't, because Ukraine is so important, we should just move forward with Ukraine. Plain and simple.
Chuck Schumer yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate, and we'll see. Time is ticking down, and they got to do something. They got to do something now. They've got 10 days before they go out on recess for the holidays, and they need the folks in Ukraine are saying they need this money and they need it now. Stick around, more to do. I'm going to let you hear some powerful testimony from Capitol Hill yesterday involving Riley Gaines, the former college swimmer who has been a great spokesperson for women and Title IX. We're going to talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes. And your first week is free.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our six shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIV qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It was incredible yesterday and very powerful testimony as Riley Gaines, the former Kentucky swimmer, testified against A Biden administration proposed rule change to Title IX. Title IX is something that we've lived with for decades and decades. And now the Biden administration wants to change Title IX. This was Riley Gaines, and it's a long clip, but I wanted you to hear this in context. It's very powerful testimony from a former Kentucky swimmer, Riley Gaines. Here it is.
My story is by now well known. I was a student at University of Kentucky, where I was also a member of the women's swim team, finishing my collegiate career as a 12-time NCAA All-American, a 5-time SEC champion, still the SEC record holder in the 200 butterfly, making me one of the fastest Americans of all time. In March of 2022, female swimmers from around the country and I were forced to compete at NCAAs against Leah, formerly Will Thomas. We watched as this male swam to a women's national title, beating out the most impressive and accomplished female swimmers in the nation, including Olympians and American record holders. Despite tying down to the 100th with Thomas in the 200 freestyle, I was denied the trophy because the NCAA claimed it was necessary for Thomas to hold the trophy when photos were being taken. It was clear to me, my teammates, and my competitors that they had reduced everything we had worked our entire lives for down to a photo op to validate the feelings and the identity of a male. But that's not all. In addition to losing out on opportunities to Thomas, we also had to share a locker room and change in front of this 6'4", fully intact, naked male. And as I've testified previously, we were not forewarned of this arrangement. We were not asked for our consent, and we did not give our consent to this exposure and to be exploited. Unfortunately, Thomas was not a one-off. Across the country and in various sports, males are entering women's athletic competitions, being given spots on women's teams, and being granted entry to our locker rooms. There are numerous documented instances of males competing not just in women's swimming, but also in women's track, cross country, basketball, volleyball, field hockey, and other sports at all levels of competition. This issue is incredibly underreported for various reasons. But common sense Americans know intuitively that this is not fair to women. And science, of course, supports that instinct. In fact, studies consistently show males have about a 10 to 12% athletic advantage over females. This gap is evident in almost every sport and at every level of competition. Yes, hormone therapy can narrow this gap, but it cannot close it. And studies consistently demonstrate that surgery and testosterone suppression do not reduce male athletic performance to normal female levels. Take Thomas, for example. He was mediocre against the men at best, ranking 400s and 500s nationally, then dominating all of the women in the entire country by body lengths, might I add, in a matter of a year. Not only do women have to worry about losing opportunities and being exploited in locker rooms, allowing men into women's sports also puts girls at greater risk of injury. In September of last year, North Carolina high school volleyball player Peyton McNabb suffered serious injury after a trans-identified male player spiked a ball at her head, rendering her unconscious. Peyton experienced extensive trauma to her head and neck and long-term concussion symptoms. Still to this day, a year and three-ish months later, she is still partially paralyzed on her right side. Her vision is impaired, her memory is impaired, and she isn't playing college sports like she had dreamed of for herself. Just a few weeks ago in Massachusetts, a male player on the Swampscott High School field hockey women's team injured an opposing player with a shot to the face, sending the female athlete to the hospital with significant facial and dental injuries. Injuries, of course, can and do happen when females are playing against other females, but allowing men to play women's sports increases the likelihood and severity of such injuries. That's one of the reasons why, for 50 years, federal Title IX regulations have allowed schools to offer separate teams for women and men when the sports are contact sports or involve competitive skill. In April of 2023, the Department of Education proposed a rule that, if adopted, would reverse this presumption. Under the proposed rule, women's sports aren't just for women. They're for anyone who simply says they are a woman, unless a particular school can demonstrate to the satisfaction of the Department of Education that keeping a particular team female meets important educational objectives. The new rule mandates that every school in the country must demonstrate the unfairness of male participation on each specific women's team that they offer and develop rules that minimize harm to trans-identified athletes. But what about the harm to us? Who is working to minimize the harm done to female athletes? Let me be perfectly clear. A school that knowingly allows a male athlete to take a spot on a women's team or allows a male athlete to take the field in a women's game is denying a female student athletic opportunity. And that is sex-based discrimination, and it violates Title IX, regardless of what the new regulations might say. It is my sincere hope that members of this committee will take action to stop the Biden administration's illegal and administrative rewrite of Title IX. Of course, there is a place for everyone, regardless of gender identity, regardless of sexual orientation, regardless of race or what sports you play. There's a place for everyone to play sports in this country. But unsafe, unfair, and discriminatory practices towards women must stop. Inclusion cannot be prioritized over safety and fairness. And Ranking Member Lee, if my testimony makes me transphobic, then I believe your opening monologue makes you a misogynist. Thank you.
Riley Gaines, the former Kentucky swimmer, powerful testimony yesterday before the House Education Committee. And I'm just going to tell you, don't screw around that with something that is working, and that is Title IX. Title IX is working. It's working just fine. We need, and I think that the bulk of Americans probably agree with Riley Gaines that these changes to Title IX relative to transgender athletes, it's wrong. It's clearly wrong, and it's impacting women's sports. That's what Title IX is all about. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
I'm Mike Baker, former CIA officer and your host for the President's Daily Brief, the fastest growing podcast in America. Every weekday, we dive into foreign policy, global events, and international crises, delivering the facts and context quickly and with the analysis you won't find anywhere else. In the morning, get the insights you need with the President's Daily Brief. Then, as you head home, catch the PDB Afternoon Bulletin, perfectly timed for your end-of-day commute. Download us now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this Wednesday, well, I have had quite enough of virtue signaling, out-of-control situation right now. Here's an example. After some hateful congresswoman would not address Hamas raping Israeli women, the TV pundits couldn't get the outrage out fast enough, and it was appropriate. Although blanket Hamas condemnation should be a given, however, it is not. So where's the criticism of progressives on that? The corporate media has enabled far-left fanatics for years. Now the enabling is on full anti-Semitic display across the country. MSNBC's entire business model is coddling and promoting the progressive agenda. America is bad. Cops are bad. Criminals are victims of a racist society. All abortion is noble. Skin color, not merit, should dictate outcomes. White men are evil. Pot is good. On and on and on and on. The progressive movement believes Israel is a fascist country that practices genocide or some such stupidity. So, as Susan Sarandon put forth, they are tasting Hamas's medicine. Appalling doesn't even come close. But this garbage has been going on for years, and maybe you virtue signalers might want to point that out back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So where is the where is Planned Parenthood and other left-leaning organizations when it comes to the rapes and the gang rapes in Israel by Hamas? Where is the condemnation that we should be able to expect? It just hasn't happened. And I guess my question is, when is it going to change? Edward Bartlett will join us from the Domestic Abuse and Violence and National Alliance, International Alliance, I should say. We'll get his spin on where these organizations are and why the absence of condemnation. Of moral outrage. We don't have it. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Here I am.
Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on After Close the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to After Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
See why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is... done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and